Blog Talk Radio.
And I know
Your radio station is Blog Talk Radio. Your program is Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy, California. I am so delighted to come into your workspace, into your homes, into your automobiles, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. And if you want to call in, if you have any comments that you would like to express, we have a toll-free number, 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. And you can call in and give us your feedback. We would be delighted to hear from you. We hope and pray that our program that is aired each week have been a blessing to you and have impacted your walk with God in some way. Because God gets all of the glory and the honor, and I get the privilege to praise him. Hallelujah. And I would just like for you that are out there listening in digital radio land, we are now implementing prayer at the beginning of our program. And I'd like for you that will to bow your head with me in prayer. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to unite together around this globe, God, telling the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that will listen, Father God. Lord, I would like for you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to give someone out there that might be going through, God, a rhema word. Lord, I'd be so mindful to give your name the glory and the honor and all the praises. These and other blessings I ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we will say amen and amen. And I just thank you for tuning in on our program on this evening, for I want you to know that you are appreciated and you are not taken for granted. I thank God for you, and I appreciate it to the utmost of you tuning in each week to enjoy the Lord with me. And I just want you to continue to listen, because there's always something fresh and new that God always gives unto my spirit. And when God give it to me, then I pass it on to you as a listener, as a supporter, as a friend of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're not going to go to any more preliminaries at this time. We will go on into our theme on tonight. And our theme is love beyond the sheets. Now, God gave me that theme, and it sets the stage for the time in which we're living today. We hear so much chaos on every end. Everywhere you turn, there's chaos, there's distraught. There is killing on the uproar. People are on a killing spree. So we know that we're living in the perilous times. And though you that are out there listening in radio digital land might feel like you know what love is, some of you really haven't experienced true love. All you know is the love in a sexual manner. Some people might feel that if they're not getting their sexual appetite met, then it's not love. But I come to serve you notice, listeners, friends, and saints of God, that you that are out there in digital radio land, you might want to make love after watching a romantic movie or reading a romantic novel just to get you in the mood for love. But it's not about getting your sexual needs met. But it's love beyond the sheets. Some of you that are listening out there in digital radio land may have been abused sexually in your youth. Some might have been raped by some family member or man of the cloth. And for some, that's all you have known. Intimacy between a couple is a splendid thing that God has established. But that's not what I'm saying. That love doesn't stop there. I come to let you know that God's love surpasses what the human mind could conceive. It's not about a sexual encounter, rather a spiritual point of view. Like unto a father, unto his son or daughter. A love like any other known unto humankind. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that God loves you. You might have not had the love of a mother. You might not have had that love of a father. Maybe your father was outside of the home. And maybe your mom fell ill to some unknown sickness that came about. And you had to take on the role of the man of the house as a young lad. You didn't know what it was to go fishing with your dad with a fishing reel and rod. You didn't know what it was to fly a kite with your dad. You didn't know what it was to go sailing, to play baseball. You missed out on all of those things because you had to grow up fast and in a hurry. You didn't know what it was to play with your Bobby dolls. You didn't know what it was to play jacks on the front porch. You don't know what it was to play kickball because your young girlhood was taken by rape, by molestation of someone in some shape, form, or fashion. And you don't know what it is to truly be loved because all you've known is the sexual part of love. Maybe you've had to go out and sell your body for monetary reason, and you thought that was love. The pimp in your life told you that he loved you by putting you out on the streets and selling your body for money. That's all the love that some of you know. Some of you guys that has been through rape, through a priest, through a loved one, through a family member, and you are just ashamed because you wouldn't have had your manhood taken otherwise. But I want to let you know on this evening that you have a Heavenly Father that loves you. You have a Father that loves you beyond measure, and all He wants to do is take you by your hand and love you like you never been loved before. I mean spiritually love you, because God is a spirit. And God can be everything and anything that you need Him to be. He can be a mother, He can be a father, He can be a sister, and He can be a brother. God can be anything that we desire of Him. And so, like I said before, you had to grow up early. You didn't know what it was to go out and just be you, be a young lad. Because now you've got to play the role of the father. You've got to go out there and provide for your mom that's at home ill with an incurable disease. You got to play the role now and you got to go out and provide. But you're too young for employment. Can't nobody hire you because you are underage. So now you've got to do whatever it takes to provide for your family. And I want you to know that I salute you on tonight. I salute you for standing up and being the individual that you needed to be. I thank God for you. And I want you to know that God will love all of your hurt away. He will wipe all the tears from your eyes and make you His spiritual son, His spiritual daughter, and to care for you with the utmost protection and dignity and respect. And I want you to know that adversity and separation are the greatest challenge to the love that exists between two people. Likewise, adversity within our society has driven many sons and daughters from the church, like the beloved in the Song of Solomon. However, God searches for those individuals to restore them to a loving and caring relationship with other believers. Unlike any others writing in the Bible, this book reveals the intimate expressions of God's love for His people. The longing of His beloved for her lover reveals a clear demonstration of undying love. The beloved desires her lover, for he as close as her as a nursing child is to his mother. Yet she finds him outside of the house, even though the lover in the song steps outside of the house and wanders into the streets. The beloved searches for him. When she finds him, she kisses him and embraces him. He was brought back into the house. He was restored. Love has no room for revenge or spite. When Israel stepped outside of the house of God, love, and wandered into the streets, God expressed his longing to reunite. How shall I give thee up, Emperor? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? My heart is turned within me. My repenting are kindled together. We know that Hosea 11:9 reads, during time of adversity, our separation, God still longs to share with his people. Christ's love is expressed in a similar fashion. He instructs us to abide in him. And as we abide, we experience his blessings. We also turn over to John 15. When we leave the house to wander in the streets, he searches for us and finds us and brings us back into the house. He loves us with undying love. God's children have no need to leave the house. God wants you in his family. Remain with him and experience his gentle, intimate expression of love. I hope that I've said something to ponder your mind, to impact your heart and spirit. I would like for you to tune back in next week. Our program airtime is 8:30 p.m. And I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.